I want to ask you a question before we come to the table this morning. What is the biggest personal challenge that you are facing right now? I want you to think about your answer. Think about the biggest personal challenge that you're facing right now. You know, over the years, I've had the privilege to pastor many people and to make friends with many people, and I often hear from those in the military, from those who are truck drivers, and from those in business that their biggest challenge is being away from home for long periods of time. I've known some athletes, and some athletes have often said, especially baseball players, have said that hitting a curveball is their biggest challenge in baseball. Everyone knows that perseverance is important, right? Well, here's one formula in Romans 12:12. Rejoice in your hope, persevere in tribulation, be constant in prayer. Or as the Message version of the Bible puts it, be alert servants of the Master, be cheerfully expectant, don't quit in hard times, and pray all the harder. Let's talk about perseverance this morning. And one of the best Bible stories that I know of is found in Matthew chapter 15. Jesus and the disciples went to Tyre and Sidon. They had hardly arrived there when a Canaanite woman came down from out of the hills and pleaded, "Mercy, Master, Son of David, my daughter is severely demon-possessed." Can you imagine the difficulty of life each day? But somewhere along the line, this woman had heard about a man named Jesus. And that reminds us that we listen to who's around us, don't we? Whether it's a good idea or a place to eat or a place to go and enjoy time, a place to travel, we listen to those who are around us. It guides our actions. And people are drawn to places and to people where they hear that something is happening. And that something is good there. And that's why we always need to talk up the church and talk the Lord as well and keep saying good things about the Lord and His church and the goodness of the Lord. Jesus and His disciples were there and they were talking, and then an unusual thing happened here. That woman spoke, and verse 23 says that Jesus didn't answer her. Jesus ignored her. And at first I thought, that's strange. Seems out of character with Jesus. And then I thought, well, doesn't Christ sort of do the same thing to us? Sometimes we ask the Lord for something and we don't hear an answer immediately. And sometimes we wonder, you know, did I not pray the right way? Am I not good enough? Is Jesus out to lunch with the angels in heaven? I mean, you know, we sort of wonder, why isn't this working? Disciples came to Jesus, and they complained to him. They said, "Jesus, now she's bothering us. Would you please take care of her? She's driving us crazy." And then Jesus explained his silence. He said, "I've got my hands full dealing with the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I was sent to them." Now, I believe that Jesus said that not just for the benefit of the disciples, but also for the benefit of this Canaanite woman. It was a test. Jesus was challenging her faith. And the woman came back to Jesus on her knees and begged, said, "Teacher, Master, Lord, help me." She trusted that he would be the source of her blessing, that he would be her strength. The strength she knew she needed. And then Jesus revealed a wonderful truth about salvation, about healing, and about his love. Jesus said, "It's not right to take bread out of the children's mouths and throw it to the dogs." Now, that answer might offend some people, but not this woman. She was not put off because of it. She showed her perseverance. She knew what she needed. She knew who had it to give it, and nothing was going to stop her. Now, sometimes it takes a while to get where you're going in a relationship. It takes a while to get where you're going in your faith, or on your job, or in your strength to do something. With your finances, you know, it takes a while to get where you want to go. But don't stop until you get there. Delay is not denial. Those challenges will come. Keep your eye on the result. Don't concentrate on the detours, the side issues. I just imagine what this mother was feeling and enduring. Her child was demon-possessed. We can hardly fathom what that means in the 21st century. But it was an ugly, unclean, foul spirit had overtaken her child, and that child was that way every single day. Can you imagine the emotional drain of that? God had really thrown her a curveball. She was hurting. She was exhausted. She came to Jesus and he called her a dog. For many of us, that would be hard to take. For some of us, maybe too much. Still, she persevered. She said, "Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, you're right. But even the beggar dogs get the scraps which fall from the master's table." Pow! Wow! This is the attitude and perseverance that moves the heart of our Lord. We can't have the idea that God is just up somewhere, some out yonder, someplace, and isn't moved by our lives or our feelings or our thoughts or our circumstances. God is. And one of the things that moves the heart of the Lord is perseverance. Jesus gave in. He said, "Woman, that faith is something else that you got there. What you want is what you get." And right then, the scripture says, her daughter became healed. A supernatural and a natural healing right there. Sometimes, you know, you may wonder if God is doing anything at all in your life. If he's hearing any prayers at all. But God is. Two things we need to remember. That when those things happen, God is often pulling us into a stronger position of faith. And yes, sometimes we go kicking and screaming. But God is pulling us into a stronger position of faith, a place where we must lean on him. And we can't lean on the other things that we have been leaning on. We have to lean upon him. The second lesson is this, and that is that few people achieve anything great in life without first overcoming a few obstacles. You know, I could sit up here and I could regale you with stories of famous sports players or celebrities and how they overcome, or people from history, inventors, I could regale you with stories for an hour. But I think it's more important this morning for us to deal with what's going on in our own lives and something that's closer to home. So ask the Holy Spirit to move on everything in your life. I ask you on June the 9th to pray for 30 days. For a new filling, a new power, a new love for Jesus and for your neighbor, and a new love for yourself. To pray, I want to see Pentecost in my church. I want to see Pentecost in my life. And some of you have told me that you're doing that. And I know that many of you are. So let's keep working out our salvation. Get moving on those life goals. Keep getting your financial house in order. And if you haven't been doing it, determine today to begin some personal time each day with the Lord. Several mornings this past week, I had to go to Williamsburg early, and another day to go to Newport News early. And so I just pulled off into one of those little side parking areas there on the Colonial Parkway and just had my time of devotions right there. What a beautiful place. just to take time and read a little bit of scripture and have time with God before the day kicks into high gear. Maybe you have your own place that you go to, a place of peace and quiet, where the cell phone's turned off and you can't hear the radio, and it's just you and the Lord. And he ministers to you. So let's keep on working out our salvation. Clean house in your life and in your mind and your feelings. Don't get upset over every little thing. Bury that skeptical spirit that somehow has crept into your life if it's there. That spirit of fear. I saw a sign the other day. I'm not sure. I think it was on a coffee mug. And it said, "Don't tell Jesus how big your troubles are. Tell your troubles how big your Jesus is." That's the attitude and the perseverance that we need to have. Let's go back again, like this woman, to the Lord again and again and again until the victory comes. We've all had curveballs thrown at us. We will all continue to have curveballs thrown at us in life as long as we draw breath on this side of eternity. But we serve a Christ who honors perseverance. He honors it. Jesus doesn't have any trouble with the curve. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.